This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the Apostle Paul, the man who went from being the chief of sinners, being perhaps the greatest servant the Lord Jesus Christ has ever had. And we're engaged in a study of some great lessons that we can learn from this great man. And last time we began a study of the point that the life of Paul emphasizes the fact, the great truth, that there is no substitute for the truth. And by that we mean that there isn't anything that can be the case with your life that can mean that you can be saved without your hearing or learning and obeying the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pointed out last time that even though Paul had a great ancestry, that was no substitute for the truth of Jesus Christ. And even though he had a great teacher, Gamaliel, this itself also was no substitute for the truth. And now today we began with the point that sincerity is not a substitute for the truth. Sincerity cannot change error into truth. For instance, it doesn't matter how sincere an engineer may be. If he miscalculates in the designing of a bridge, when that bridge is built, it will fall. It doesn't matter how sincere a physician may be. If he misdiagnoses a malady or a problem that a certain person has with his body, and he then gives a medicine that will treat not what he actually has, but what he thought he had, then his sincerity will not change the error of that diagnosis and prescription into the truth. And so on and on we could go. While sincerity is necessary, it is not sufficient. It is not enough today for you to be merely religious and to be sincere in that religion. Jesus Christ came into this world not to give men the opportunity to be religious. They were religious long before he ever came. But he came to give each and every one of us the opportunity of being right religiously. There was never anyone who was any more sincere than Saul of Tarsus in his opposition to Jesus Christ, in his opposition to the church for which Jesus died. In fact, as he himself said, he was willing even to give consent unto the death of those who were faithful to Jesus Christ. And so, he is a living example of the fact that sincerity cannot be sufficient. It is necessary. No one can be saved. No one can be right with God who is not sincere in his heart. But sincerity alone will not suffice as a substitute for the truth. Further, we find that zeal is no substitute for the truth. The Bible tells us in verse 3 of chapter 22 of the book of Acts, Paul's own words, I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia and brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God even as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. No one was ever more sincere than Saul of Tarsus, and yet no one was ever more sincerely wrong. He was just as wrong as he could be about the Lord Jesus Christ. He believed that he did not really rise from the dead. He believed that the disciples of Christ who were preaching that message were simply dead wrong in what they were saying. But he was wrong, and the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him on the way to Damascus and made clear to him that he was wrong. And so here is a great lesson from Saul of Tarsus, that zeal is no substitute for the truth. In fact, he said in Romans 10, chapter 2, in regard to the Jews, I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. You see, knowledge alone without zeal will not do, and on the other hand, zeal without knowledge will not do. It takes both. One must have knowledge, he must know the will of God, and he must be religious, he must be sincere, and he must be zealous in carrying out what he knows to be the will of God. Nothing else can avail to the salvation of the souls of men. There is, in fact, no substitute for the truth of Jesus Christ. Be with us next time as we continue this vital study.